Good afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Transportation officials reopened Interstate 29 in South Dakota today, but they were cautioning that travel conditions were still poor. The interstate was closed from the North Dakota line to the Iowa border on Monday evening due to blizzard conditions. A 215-mile stretch of Interstate 90 from Sioux Falls to Murdo remained closed as of midday. Parts of South Dakota remained under blizzard and winter storm warnings today. The National Weather Service expects the snow to gradually diminish, but winds are expected to remain strong through most of the day today. Governor Dugard closed state offices in 23 counties. We spoke earlier today with National Weather Service forecaster Ryan Leak in Aberdeen, and he says although those travel conditions did remain poor today, those winds should gradually taper off and conditions will improve.
So the winds are going to kind of stick with us through today. They're not going to be as strong as yesterday, but still looking at gusts above 20 miles per hour pretty much through the afternoon. And then by the time we get to tonight, I'm looking at those calming down a little bit more.
Watertown's official snowfall total for Monday was 7.3 inches, and that puts the snowfall total for the entire season at 26.7 inches. A South Dakota State University student is facing charges for allegedly making threats against the school. SDSU campus police say 19-year-old Alexander Peterson threatened the school and other students. Students told police that Peterson made multiple comments about shooting them and even about blowing up the school. He's charged with simple assault and making terroristic threats. Flandreau police say Peterson made threats against Flandreau High School when he went to school there. Peterson is being held on $25,000 cash-only bond. He'll be back in court on March 19th. The family of a man who died in a 2016 Sioux Falls building collapse has filed two lawsuits alleging the developer and construction company were responsible for the tragedy. Construction worker Ethan McMahon died on December 2nd, 2016 in the Copper Lounge collapse. John J. McMahon, Ethan's father, and John F. McMahon, his brother, filed separate lawsuits Monday alleging Hultgren Construction used a, quote, trial-by-error mentality while performing construction and demolition activities. Their lawsuits allege that all defendants knew or should have known that a crack formed during demolition and that impaired the structural integrity of a load-bearing wall. South Dakota lawmakers have found a funding source for a new $55 million precision agriculture facility at SDSU. The project also includes renovating Berg Hall. Most of the funding comes from dollars dedicated for ethanol subsidies that are ending. It amounts to about $18 million over 20 years. Here's Appropriations Co-Chair Larry Tiedemann of Brookings.
And you can see where the payments are not going to those ethanol plant, the producers of ethanol, because they've reached their end of life cycle. So those dollars become available because it's a natural fit with corn, ethanol, and the tank inspection fee. It's almost a beautiful marriage.
It also ties into online lottery sales for part of the payment. Will Mortensen of Raven Industries says that's just one of the buckets.
The first bucket, more than a third, came from private donations. SDSU is being asked to contribute $11 million in total to this. Now, some of that will come in servicing of a bond, and then Cooperative Extension Fund is having its funding reduced to some degree. The other areas come from ag producers who, like SDSU, are willing to take some of this on themselves in the form of a fertilizer fee increase.
The plan also includes using $4 million in one-time state funding. It passed joint appropriations unanimously today and now needs to go through both the House and Senate. The budget puzzle is underway in Pierre. South Dakota lawmakers will push to get a spending plan done so they can wrap up their work this week. Representative Jean Hunhoff is on the Appropriations Committee. She says They don't have all of the department's budgets finalized quite yet. Hunhoff says they're getting some late funding requests.
You know, certainly there's some requests coming from the Attorney General. I don't think that budget has been finalized. So we're doing the pieces that we can do to get done. There might be pieces in there if there's still some questions or some bills that are out there.
And Hunhoff says they'll need all week to put all the budget numbers together.
Typically, we stay till Friday, so it depends how fast these bills move through. If we can get things concluded in the House on Monday and Tuesday, you could have the leadership meet from both houses, have the members decide, and you could get a priority list. It's just whose priorities are going to get on top of that list and what's going to be included in that.
South Dakota legislators return to Pierre on March 26th for the final day of the 2018 session. Authorities have now identified the victim of a single vehicle crash in South Dakota's McCook County. The Highway Patrol says 43-year-old Diane Bryant of Alexandria, South Dakota, was driving an SUV that rolled in the median on Interstate 90 on Friday night. Bryant was dead at the scene about 5 miles west of Humboldt. Target is raising its minimum starting pay for its workers for the second time in less than a year after seeing a bigger and better pool of candidates. Target, which hiked starting pay to $11 an hour last fall, said all workers this spring will get a minimum $12 an hour. CEO Brian Cornell said today that Target will offer workers $15 an hour minimum by the year 2020. He says Target Corporation recorded a 30% increase in applicants when it boosted its pay and a better quality of applicants as well. And finally, General Mills has announced a deal creating South Dakota's largest organic farm as the food giant works to secure enough organic ingredients to meet consumer demand. The farm will produce organic wheat for General Mills' Annie's Macaroni and Cheese line based in Berkeley, California. Gunsmoke Farms will convert 34,000 acres west of Pierre to organic by 2020. In turn, Twin Cities-based General Mills guarantees a market for that organic wheat. General Mills is partnering with Wisconsin-based Midwestern BioAg to develop the crop rotation and soil building program that's needed for such a large farm converting to organic. That's a look at what's happening. Remember, you can get your news anytime on our homepage. You can find us at gowatertown.net. That's what's happening this afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner.